With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, let's talk a little bit about Menopause, the musical. Something I think we're both...
eminently qualified.
Very qualified to
discuss.
About.
You know, it's, I think, indicative of a growing trend in the American theater that the audience is increasingly female, increasingly older in many, many places. And so shows like this, you know, We're Still Hot, the Menopause musical, and Menopause, the musical, or other shows, Bingo, the musical, the things that might appeal to the experiences, interests of older women in a very lightweight kind of thing. These are sort of let's go out and have a good time, just us girls kind of shows. And so this has been booked into 710 Main, which seems to be tilting in decidedly this direction for a lot of its offerings, much like the Smith Theater. I think the title says it all, that it's exploring the lives of women as they get older.
In a lighthearted way.
In a lighthearted way. Well, there's the inevitable soulful moment, of course.
Mm-hmm. And moving on, I would think that we would talk about when somebody sees Menopause the Musical, as you mentioned, with all of their girlfriends going, they perhaps would go out for a bite to eat, and then they would be ladies who lunch, which leads me to our next play.
Side by Side by Sondheim at Musical Fair, yes. The great Elaine Stritch anthem to upper middle class women. Right. Is that in that show? But this is the musical review, great musical review, first done in Britain in the late 1970s, like 79, and then everybody did it in the early 80s, and it comes back again and again. Interestingly strong cast up at Musical Fair, and I was thinking back to the days when the show was first written, much more of a challenge to put together a cast for Side by Side by Sondheim in Buffalo 30 years ago than it is today, where they're able to lavish talent upon this review. The beautiful thing about this show is that it showcases the genius of Stephen Sondheim as a composer, as a lyricist, as a storyteller, a beautifully constructed review of his music. I would mention, I was at a party honoring Stephen Sondheim, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Pittsburgh Civic Light Opera does the Richard Rogers Award. And I went a number of times years ago when I wrote for Theater Week magazine. And the honoree was Sondheim, and a big tribute to him and songs from the shows. But the award was always given by Mary Rogers, the great Mary Rogers, who wrote Once Upon a Mattress and who wrote Freaky Friday, the daughter of Richard Rogers, who died this week.
Oh.
And I had such happy memories of Mary Rogers, and I was interested, the New York Times obituary said of her, in any other family, she would have been the star. And of course, with her remarkable accomplishments, but she was the daughter of Richard Rogers, a god of the American theater, and the mother of Adam Gettle, the composer of Floyd Collins and of Light in the Piazza. And there's Mary Rogers in the middle. But I should mention that Mary Rogers did pass on this week.
And do you recall in your interactions with her talking about Stephen Sondheim?
She talked about him a lot. They had been kids together. She remembered a lot of the time they spent together, and they attended the opening night of Carousel together. And they were at that awkward teenaged age where this heavily sentimental musical, well, as it's ending, they both burst into tears, and then the light comes on, and they have to like sort of acknowledge each other, and they're crying in the dark at Carousel on the opening night. Yes, she had many, many memories. And Sondheim's only autobiographical song, From Merrily We Roll Along, the character Mary, he says, is based on her.
Interesting. And not to spend too much time on this, but wasn't he under the wing of Richard Rogers?
Of Oscar Hammerstein.
Oh, okay.
Of Oscar Hammerstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got to see Assassins. We've talked about it, but you
did.
I did.
The virtue of the production is the musical direction by Alan Paglia. It sounds very, very good. It is not quite comfortable in that space, which they have not used well. I wonder if they rehearse it somewhere else or what happened, but it sounds great. And how often do you get to see Assassins? Wonderful Sondheim musical.
And also, you saw, and we've talked about, but there are only a few weeks left, Henry V.
Henry V. Summer is fleeting. If you want to see Shakespeare's Henry V, and how often do you get a chance to do that with Patrick Mulhern, directed by Saul Elkin in Delaware Park?
There's lots of great theater to enjoy in the summer, indoors and out. With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.